This is RSB and the Update, episode 265, recorded Friday, July 16th, 2010. The Southern Continent. Hello, everybody. We're here. RSBNB Update 265, as you heard in the show opener, with some title that has yet to be decided upon. G-Snake is here. Four.
But yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
His name is Brad. Bradley. Yeah, Chief Snake, really, is what he'd like to be called. But anyways,
I don't mind.
We have no news this week, so we're just going to go ahead and say that Chief Snake is pregnant. He's due in January.
Yep. Fairly short notice. I'm sorry about that.
We're also branching out our repertoire of competencies of RSBNB into the RTS market, most notably StarCraft II, which comes out in a week and a half or so. So if you play that game and you like it, then you can do that. And I don't know. Thirdly, I guess that this kind of news is just maybe pulling your leg a bit, because there is no news to discuss.
I was unfamiliar with the fact that we were branching out into the StarCraft market, but that's interesting.
Well, it's a good game, you know. It's one of the few last remaining true RTS games that doesn't babysit you and provide you with units and stuff already starting out, aka mobilizing armies or
that's
something else like that.
That's funny, actually, because I was just reading a Twitter status from one of my friends. Actually, he's not really my friend, but someone I knew a while ago, saying that he hates, he's fed up with games that hold your hand for the first hour or so, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly what StarCraft II doesn't do. It doesn't give you any tutorials or anything.
That's good.
It just gives you five practice matches and five placement matches, then off you go. You get to play with the Koreans who do like 400 operations per minute. Like, that's how many they do. They do like 400 things per minute.
Those damn Koreans. Ah, inside joke there. Right.
It's not even funny. You get put against someone who's an expert at the game and you're dead within
that
5 minutes.
Funny. It's not funny to anyone else. See, we had a slight blunder earlier and never mind.
Blunder?
Shane and I got onto talking about Koreans and never mind. It's not funny anymore.
Yes.
Anyways, Koreans are good people. I like Koreans.
Yeah, they are. They make LG. That's what my two screens are.
Oh, okay. I like LG. I actually don't own anything that's LG, but I like LG. Sorry. Right.
Anyways, we got a poll this week. Player submitted poll number 22, the first real news item here. Anyways.
And I've got it up already.
Yay! I'll take the first question. Which of these yet-to-be-revealed areas is driving you mad with curiosity from RZT15? The first one, unsurprisingly, is the ancient elven city of Priftinas, 27%. And then the oft-rumored Eastern Lands, 17%. I don't know, 15%. Kudos Island is 10%. Okay, what are the Eastern Lands?
I never actually found out. Hold on. Okay. See, I went to the wiki link for the Varrok Museum, but didn't find anything. So I shall go to the dig site. And I'm not finding anything here. That is fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I thought the Eastern Lands were something that were further east of the Vampire area, you know?
But I would assume that that would have... Oh, no, wait. Well, where could the thing be that the dig site refers to?
Kudos Island?
Because it... what is Kudos Island?
Museum? Varrok Museum Kudos, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, that's what it is, but where would that be? There is no room for that. to be
north there. Of the wilderness.
That's pretty funny. That would be cool. Put it in the wilderness. Good. I agree with that. Okay, next.
None of the options given. 7%. The other Fremenic islands that the Fremenic so often talk of, 7%. Here's why I said it was east of the vampire area, because the darkly vampiric ravaged Castle Drake at 7%. So
oh,
there you go.
Right. I'd never heard of that one.
The barely referenced polar region of Acherion.
I've never heard of that either.
And
Kudos. I didn't even notice that was on the list. Yeah, that must be the one it's referring to. Right.
Acheron.
Oh, okay. Yes. Anyway.
The mysterious gnomish city, Glaufrey's Arposandria.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that one.
And then they go on to say the rest of the vampire ravaged Minor Ditch and the cursed archipelago of which Ralph the Pirate speaks.
God, no. No, I'm so, so far out.
So, you know, these areas, I don't know. You know, the far north Arctic land, that hasn't been referenced since that post came out in 2004 about where they were taking RuneScape 2. And in that post, they highlighted things such as treasure trails, barrows, rings, boots, construction. So, yeah, that's the only thing, and alongside training areas for rangers that was never came to life.
Training areas for rangers? Surely they put in some sorts of training areas for rangers.
You know, I don't know. I think that any training areas for rangers we have seen have been kind of secondary to updates that have come out, you know?
Yeah, probably. Oh, so. Nothing big, eh?
Yeah, that's what I'm at here. Anyways, next question.
How neat or organized do you keep your bank looking? That is a question from Southridge. I'm afraid I don't have the answers yet, because while I have the poll up, and while we screwed up the first intro, I still haven't bothered to vote in it. But either it is total chaos, it takes ages to find stuff, it's okay, I can just about find things, it's neat, a messy bank slows me down, it's super tidy, I can't stand disorder, it's clutter-free, I can't spare the space. What's a bank? It's just me and my trusty backpack. I don't know, or none of the options given. My bank is super tidy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's super tidy. Yeah, I think it is super tidy, actually. My bank is very tiny compared to some others I've seen. But there is a lot of crap in it. So I can't say it's clutter-free.
Yeah, me too. I like keeping things from quests in the event that they'll be needed in the future.
I wouldn't say it's crap, because everything is useful to me. But, I keep a lot of things that other people would certainly throw out.
You know, whenever someone gets 99 and they give me the thing they got 99 with, like, for instance, ages ago when Warren got 99 construction, he gave me his table that he got it on. I still have that table in the bank.
That's true, actually. I have the maple roots, I think they are. The maple roots of the tree that I grew to get 99 farming.
Aww.
And then the magic tree roots of the first magic tree that I ever grew. Which I think Bert Joint bought me the seed for. So
amazing how one can remember things like that.
Sentimental, yeah.
I think I gave my magic root I got from my magic tree when I got 99 to someone. I should have kept it.
No. Yeah, it works nicely since I got one maple and one magic, so they stay separate.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I chose It's Neat, a Messy Bank Slows Me Down, because I got lots of stuff in the random junk tab because I'm currently doing the bone list from Fur and Seek. So I got all these bones in my bank that I haven't bothered to clean yet.
Well, even, I mean, my random tab list isn't really that junky. I mean, I've got the stuff that I frequently use, like the tools and things in my random one.
Okay. See, I put my chisel and my hammer all in the tab that goes with the crafting, smithing, and summoning stuff.
See, yeah, it's interesting. You could do that. I mean, you could put them with the various tabs that they sort of apply to. Actually, I do have my farming sort of tools in my farming tab. That's the only one that I've got other tools in. But yeah, that's understandable for me. But otherwise, I just keep all my tools in one place, and then it's sort of, yeah. I go to, I don't know, it makes no difference really.
Yeah, we should post bank pictures for everyone to see.
Yeah, I haven't done that in quite some time. Might have changed a bit.
Yeah, me too. Next one. If a RuneScape live action movie was being made, who do you think should be made the main villain from Sliver 66? 39% say Zamorak, followed by 23% Lucien, then 11% Mod House.
Mod House, that would be fantastic. Zamorak, you know, is too cliche.
Yeah, Lucien, yeah.
Is weak.
Really? The reason I chose Lucien is partially Wellgothic sleeps, but there's also this French guy in Quebec named Lucien Bouchard. So,
okay. Yeah, but don't you kill him during that quest, the Temple of Ikov? Or at least I did. Or I don't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't die, does he? But
no, because he comes back for Wellgothic sleeps, but yeah. I didn't kill him. I helped him.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? He's a bad
person. I don't
know. Or, no, wait. Did I go on his side? I can't remember if I actually killed him in the end.
Yeah.
No, I think I did help him. Oh, well.
Lucien Bouchard is a Canadian lawyer, diplomat, and politician, and former minister of the environment of the Canadian federal government. He was a leader of the opposition in the Canadian House of Commons from 1993 to 1996, and the 27th Premier of Quebec from 1996 to 2001.
Good to know. When a new quest is released, which...
he was also the central figure on the Wii side of the 1995 Quebec referendum.
Okay. I understand. When a new quest is released, which are you more excited about? The rewards, the storyline, I don't know, or none of the options given?
You know, there's this thing on RuneWire, post... somebody, I think, was calling someone horrible people for everybody 67% that it's at right now, saying the reward.
Oh, so, okay. I think
what
I
are you
going
to vote?
Actually, did we talk about this last week? I think
we
did.
Did.
Or the week before.
Uncle Dano.
Oh, yeah, that was the week before. Yeah, I would say the... Oh, yeah, why am I even thinking about this? Of course the rewards.
Yeah.
Rewards, I'm more interested in.
Also, as I said 2 weeks ago, the only quests that I really care about the storyline are the big ones, i.e. The Elf series and the Western series, and to a lesser extent, Masharat / Wellgothic Sleeps.
Yeah. If I actually played RuneScape seriously anymore, then I probably would be the same as you. I would be interested in those major storylines. And then the little quests on the side I wouldn't care about.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
How can you not be interested in those storylines anymore when they came out ages ago? When, like, you know?
What the hell? Sorry. Off topic. No, never mind. I will not say that on the show. Sorry, what were you saying? How can I not
just
be
saying,
interested in those
anymore? Yeah, and like those ones when they come from ages ago.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know. I never really got into them that much, which is probably also a problem. But yeah, also just because I've never really been much of a quest person, and yeah.
I see what you mean. Another reason I do the quest is just to keep my quest point cape, have all the quests done, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, the last question... what kind of skill are you most likely to show a higher interest in? A really varied skill with lots to learn, no matter how difficult or easy, 38%. Money-gaining skill that is difficult to level, 34%. A really simple skill that I could just hammer away at, 15%. A money-draining skill that is very easy to level, 8%. None of the options given, 3%, and I don't know, 2%.
Hmm.
Which one for you?
Well, based on the fact that I barely play anymore and I don't want to spend time doing anything in the game, I would say a money training skill that is very easy to level.
Yeah, you know, I think we got two of the big ones now, summoning and construction there, but I don't know if they'll have any more money draining skills like that.
Summoning still requires time, though. A lot of time getting charms.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's not a we
go back to beginning of April here when Dungeoneering was released, and it's not even usable yet inside the game. So I don't know how that fits in here, because it's definitely not a money gaining skill. It's definitely not a simple skill. It's definitely not a money draining skill. You know, I guess it's the really varied skill, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. What skill was that you're talking about?
Dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering. I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's not a skill. You could just say that, and that would be over and done with. I mean, you can't compare it with any of the others.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right comparing it yet, because it can't be used outside of Daemonheim.
Yeah, when we get that update, then we'll be able to talk about that properly.
Yeah, which I think was supposed to be this week, but it didn't pass QA, so it got pushed over to next week, I think.
Yeah.
Another thing people were really freaking out about for some reason.
That's just
unfortunate violent, I guess, on the forums, you know?
Yeah, as you posted on RuneWire, you can see that at www.runewire.com/Shane.
Yes, and that URL will be staying the same in the future.
Nudge. That's good. I didn't actually know what you're talking about for a second.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's the poll for this week. We're just going to wrap that up, unless you have anything else on there.
No, that is everything.
Okay. Now, this next thing is just a quick pass-through. The Stellar Dawn website is now active. Stellar Dawn is their sci-fi MMO that they've been working on, the successor to Mechscape. So,
woo.
You know, there was some discussion on the forum. I know you and me both talked about the front page of the Stellar Dawn website, and it is very familiar. And it came up also in a topic in our gaming forum, forums.rspmb.com, that the concept art for the waterfall image and stuff like that actually looked similar to Mass Effect.
Okay. I would not have thought about that at all. Because...
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
I have no idea. I don't even know what Mass Effect is, apart from the fact that it's a game.
Neither do I.
Oh, good.
So, but that's just what they were saying. Another thing they said, it looks kind of like Halo, and yeah, when you look at it, it kind of does. So, you know, it's not that they're copying. It's probably just influence that comes with the sci-fi genre, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you can't really get... I mean, yeah, sci-fi is pretty generalized nowadays.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'll be playing this game when it comes out, because I think for me... any kind of sci-fi I want to like has to be Star Trek.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We'll probably still play it just because to evaluate it.
But if looking at some of these pictures, you know, if they had if they could do this same kind of thing with RuneScape and actually take these images that we see in this art here and actually make that happen in game, then apply that to RuneScape, that'd be really nice.
Yeah.
But as you know, concept art and actual renders are not the same thing.
Yeah. It'll be really interesting to see what Stellar Dawn is like in comparison to RuneScape as far as graphics goes.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's that. And Andrew and Paul of Jagex, of course, have won their industry legend prize at the Develop Awards. You can see a picture on their Twitter account of Andrew and Paul here posing. You very rarely see Paul.
I don't know if we've ever seen
him before, and we haven't seen Andrew in a long time. So it's good to see them posing about on here.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
You know, I think to me they look normal, but people say they look kind of geeky, you know?
Didn't you tell me last night that they looked quite geeky?
Well, Andrew does. I don't know about Paul.
Okay. No, Paul looks actually kind of normal.
Yeah. Anyways, Andrew kind of looks like a kid, I think.
Sort of.
Anyways, yeah, that's that. Bad quality picture. Looks like it was like from a cell phone camera or something. But anyways.
I bet it was from an iPhone.
More on that later, actually.
Really?
But, okay. That's all we got for Jagex-related news this week. We're going to move on to questions now. We got an audio question this week from Sack My Duck.
Dear hosts, I have a lot of questions for you this week. Please answer as many as you can. First off, have you ever thought of making a video podcast? I think it would be a big success. Second off, I currently have 100 million to waste on RuneScape. What do you think I should buy? I am thinking either armor, weapons, or 99 skill, not farming. Third off, I know I've asked this question before, but since there are new hosts, I feel I can ask it again. Have you ever seen anyone other than your parents naked? Other sites, online sites do not count. Thank you for answering my questions, guy. Hope to see you up the good work. Bye.
Bye. So, video podcast, I vaguely remember discussing this last week. I think we did. Basically, the answer...
Did we? I couldn't remember, but I was thinking, oh,
did
we
discuss
this
on MSN?
But I don't
think
we
discussed the merits of video either on MSN or on the show. I'm not sure where. But
oh, well, anyway.
I'll rehash it quickly for everyone. No, the answer is no, because first off, we don't both have the kind of video cameras we'd like to do the quest. I just have an old mini DV camera that does nothing better than 640 by 480, and Chief just has his webcam. So that's obstacle one, the hardware. Obstacle two is the bandwidth for Chief primarily, because...
I'm not sure how well that would work. New Zealand
yeah.
Internet is... It's a bottleneck as it is, so.
So that's obstacle two, and obstacle three, we have to completely redo the recording setup so that the mics would record that the video, that the audio on the video track would use the audio from the microphone. So, you know, it would be nice to have a big setup like that, but no, we're not going to be doing video. Question two,
yeah.
Regarding 100 million GP.
What was it exactly? If we...
What would
you
do with
100
million
on
RuneScape?
Yeah, that's right. Did he have any specifics?
Not farming. Armor or weapon or a 99 skill, he was wondering.
That's so sad that people just go, well, not farming. Anyway, okay, if you really must not do farming, okay, I'm still going to put out there, farming is definitely your best option, but if you must not do farming, then, 100 mil is a lot of money, you should think about that wisely. Depends what your skills are at the moment, actually, I'm going to look you up, I should have done that before. I'm hoping that your Iris name is the same name as the... Yes, it is. Good.
Oh, good.
Holy crap. You have 100 mil with those stats? That's pretty impressive.
I don't know. If I had 100 mil freely that I could throw around, I do, but I don't feel like throwing it around. And I didn't feel bothered by playing Stealing Creation, I'd probably invest in 99 smithing, because I know it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. But, you know, it is a pretty useless skill when you look at it in terms of what it's needed for in the modern day and stuff like that. My second choice would be construction. But what would you recommend from his stats?
I don't know. I mean, even construction is, pretty pointless. I just want
construction. Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the reason I would get it as well. Same reason I get smithing.
I mean, I guess it applies to most skills these days.
Yeah, why get a 99 except you like the skill? That's the thing I see every time I log into RuneScape.
Yeah. I don't know then. Maybe summoning, actually.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. I'd like to get 99 summoning.
Your combat skills quite nicely.
Yeah, I'd like 99 summoning. Will you pay for my runes? It would take a bit of work,
but I mean, that would be something good to throw your money into. But, yeah.
Okay. Second part? Or no, I think that was part two.
Third part? Yeah. We're up to third. Yeah. What was the third part? Oh, yeah, this is the funny third part.
Yeah, have you ever seen anyone naked other than your parents?
That's a good question.
You know, I have to think about that. It's not something one would normally think about.
Movies? No, in real life, I don't think so.
That's a good thing.
Actually, I've got a photo from when I was really, really young of me and one of my cousins in the bath.
But that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
You were really, like really. Probably what, two?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But no, I don't actually think I have. No, no one else.
My no, same here. Eyes. Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing here. Well, excluding movies and website ads, I assume you want us to say because you know, yeah, we're not that kind of person. We're not those types of people.
I mean, that's what we have AdBlock installed for. Actually, no. See, Shane doesn't have AdBlock, so
no, I don't.
Know. Shane might be deliberately
deliberately
not installing AdBlock so that he can get those ads all the time.
No, I don't go to places that have those kind of ads. On the forums right now, I have a Levi's ad. You know what Levi's is?
Is that a brand of underwear?
Clothing.
Oh, well, clothing. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Ready to wear clothing for some reason on the forums, but yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I think my answer before was no, and my answer is now still no. And that's a good thing. And Chief's answer is no as well, so good for him.
Yes.
Thank you, Sack My Duck. Next question I will take is from Hit Me Again. What kind of plant would you like to be if you could be one? Keep up the awesome show. Love, Hit Me Again. Oh, I don't know what I would be. I think I'd have to be one of those little fly trap things. Aren't there plants out there that are carnivores?
A Venus flytrap.
Yeah, didn't you get one of those as a gift and it died?
Yeah, my dad gave me a Venus flytrap, which I had for a while, and then it kind of died. It didn't last that long. I don't think it got many flies or anything.
But it doesn't need flies, it just needs water, right?
I guess so, yeah. And I watered it, but it evidently didn't like the climate of my bedroom very much. But that's so okay.
What kind of plant would you be?
What kind of plant would I be? Oh, so many possibilities. I'm really not sure.
Okay, right.
I would be a rose bush because then I would smell nice all the time.
And prickly. Look pretty.
And be prickly, yes. Oh, no, that's very gay.
what did you say? That's very gay.
I don't know, Shane. I don't know.
How about a belladonna?
Isn't that poisonous?
Yeah, it is. I ate one this week. Because on RuneScape, they made the eat option the secondary instead of it being the primary option. So when I went to go make a super weapon poison, I ate my only one.
Oh, I see.
Apparently also belladonna means is an Italian expression meaning a beautiful woman.
That would make sense.
Anyways, that's beside the point.
Yeah, Italian is very similar to French sometimes, isn't it?
So you still want to be a rosebush?
No, not actually, no. I should be a pineapple plant because that's what I did all the way to 99 farming.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I did a few papayas here and there, but
and weren't you going to take a picture of a real life papaya plant, but it died?
Yeah, I was going to, and yeah, I think it did die. Yes, something happened to it, and I don't think we've got another one yet.
Oh, that's too bad. You got any pineapples?
No, we can't grow pineapples here.
Okay.
Not the right climate for it.
Anyways.
RuneScape is cool. RuneScape's climate works for everything.
Yeah, it's like the Genesis planet on Star Trek 3. Wiki that if you're not sure what that is.
No, don't wiki that. Okay, are we done with this question? Next one.
Yes.
After how many years of having the Grand Exchange, do you feel that it has improved or hindered RuneScape players? That is from Tricky.
Definitely improved, aside from its few annoyances, like the limits, which got another question later. So,
yeah, I think so too. Yeah, definitely improved.
I know I wouldn't have been able to get 99 Herblore without the GE, because I used it to buy my Blue Dragon Scaled Dust.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you think about stuff like that, I mean, if we went back... however many years it was to when the GE wasn't around, you sort of wonder how you would cope.
Especially for getting rid of those 120k willow logs you cut. Or no, I cut those. Oh, you sold yours.
You cut those. Yeah, I never even got that many. But yeah, it would be so much more difficult to sell little things like that. I think people take it for granted.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, people are never going to remember what it was like before. Like, I remember going to World 2, and you would have to kind of map it out of where the potions were trading, where the weapons were trading, where everything else was trading, because everything was traded
in a specific spot. That was fun, though. I really liked doing that.
And it was hard finding somebody who would sell you 10 supersets for 10K, and it was nice when they sold for that much, because you could actually make money off it.
But yes, little things like that would have been really frustrating. Whereas nowadays you would just get them instantly straight off the GE.
Put them on the GE. I think people prefer pure sets now, because what's the point of a defense potion?
That's right. Yeah, I've never actually seen the point in a defense potion personally, so... I've always just used pure sets.
I don't like calling them pure sets, but really that's what they are.
They're not actual pure sets, because you need defense, but then there's just no point in a defense potion.
Yeah. And after all, the best defense is a good offense.
I suppose so, yeah.
No, not really.
That completely goes against, like, everything that we've said, but, you know.
That's true. Anyways, where were we? The Grand Exchange? Yes, definitely keep it around.
Okay. Yep, I agree. Moving on.
Hey, thank you, Trekkie. Next one, dear Shane and Chief Snake, if both of you could change the other person into an animal, what would it be and why? P.S. It can be a RuneScape creature. Keep up the phenomenal show. Game Boy 1182.
Ooh. Shane would be
a lemur.
The giant mole.
What?
Because you like to dig. You like to find out lots of information about people.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I thought that was pretty clever, actually, coming up with that one on the spot.
It was.
But tell me, why would I be a lemur?
I don't know. You just give that...
That's the password to this week's wiki, by the way. See, yeah,
it won't
I had
be
no
anymore.
Idea why the password was that.
But you know, the reason I said lemur is because you could just give me the impression that you would be energetic and you'd be the type of person, if you had the ability, you'd swing from tree to tree, you know? Stopping every while to munch on an apple or something, you know?
maybe.
Didn't you once tell me you went tree climbing when you were little?
Oh, yeah, I used to climb trees all the time. I love climbing trees.
No accidents ever?
No, not really.
That's good. Yeah, so that's why I said lemur.
Not really.
You know?
No, I never actually did. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
But if I had to make you a RuneScape creature, what would you be? I don't know. It's hard to say.
They should put lemurs in RuneScape.
Yeah.
That way I could be a RuneScape creature.
You could be a dwarf.
That's not fair. I'm not that small.
I know. Martin the Gardener?
No, that would be my dad.
Okay. His associate Kragan, the one who runs around without a shirt on?
I can't remember. Oh, right.
That's the one that Brad liked all the time.
Yeah, that should definitely be me. Yeah.
Or the wise old man. But you're not old.
Yeah, I'm not old. Sorry.
Anyways, thank you, Game Boy 1182. Next one?
Yes. Hello, hosts. My question is, if there was a world expansion on RuneScape and you could choose what you wanted for the expansion, what new areas would you bring into the game? Thanks. Keep up the awesome show from Killer Sean.
You going first, or should I?
I have no idea what I would bring into the game, so you go first.
I don't know. I'd bring in the northern area that everybody keeps talking about, you know? Like the one that never came around, the one with the mammoths and everything like that.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not really sure what else they could do. Like, you could look at RuneScape right now being as a continent, you know, as in you can walk from one end to the other with the exception of the islands and the few lakes. So you could look at it as a continent, maybe a whole other southern continent, you know, that's has a lot more land and is more rugged, perhaps.
Yeah, that would
be interesting.
Because
if you think about it,
but then
we haven't
they have
really
to introduce
had
sort of a whole new thing.
A whole new, I mean, it'd be like
that'd
the,
be big. That would be really
be
big.
Like the Pokemon add-ons, you know? It'd be like that. But that also brings up the thing. We haven't had a major land expansion, I think, until since 2006, probably.
Oh,
because
okay.
The last one was the eastern area, Burg de Rot and the Vampires. Before that, in that area, was the swamp and all of Caniphus and stuff. And then after that, the accompanying islands. Then, of course, the Fremenic lands, which really isn't that big. So I personally think we're overdue for some new land.
Yeah, I never actually liked the expansion into the swamp sort of lands very much.
Yeah, it was always too eerie, you know?
I just wasn't keen on it. I don't know what it was, but
yeah.
The eeriness probably.
And the Russians. They're Russians and French people down there.
Somewhat, yes.
Well, yeah, Burg de Rot, City of Rot.
Okay.
And then everybody in Caniphus has Russian names, like Svetlana and Yuri and Mushkin or whatever his name is.
I wouldn't mind seeing a whole new major city.
Yeah, that would be good to start out with,
just,
I think.
Just to put in a little bit more variation, because we've had the same major things all through RuneScape, and then the various add-ons that they've had have basically
been
sort of quest accessible sort of places, and I want to see something that applies to everyone.
Yes,
that's
because
major.
If you think about it, there's nothing left to explore on the mainland.
Yeah, right. And yeah, of course you want to be, you're going to be on the mainland most of the time that you are doing stuff, so you want to be able to explore around more places, because the other places that you go to, you only go to once in a while, and you're not going through them very often and stuff. Yeah, actually,
I just had an idea. You could have an entire southern continent, and what they could have done with this is they could have taken Dungeoneering, or named it something else, and then when you go to that southern continent, you got all those different ores, all the different potions, all the different farming stuff.
Oh my god.
And then some of the skills are completely different skills. They're basically the same template for a skill, but completely different.
That's such a good idea.
They could use this to expand smithing.
We could pioneer this chain. Let's join Jagex. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think if they would have had Dungeoneering out alongside that and had it through actual dungeons maybe somehow, it probably would have been more complex to do because there would have been actual areas in a southern continent. I think that would have been interesting. And then use the Dungeoneering skills on that southern continent.
What if Dungeoneering applies to... Actually, no, that wouldn't really work. But I was thinking, what if, you know, when you're on one continent, then you have Dungeoneering on that continent that that uses the skills and the items and things from the opposite continent. And then when you're on the other...
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking.
I have no idea how that would work, but...
It would be interesting to see, but it would be probably very hard to implement, you know?
Very, very, very difficult. Especially considering, you know, the Dungeoneering items and things are more powerful in general, aren't they? Or at least they can be powerful.
Yeah, but it would kind of have that kind of thing as being a whole new world, you know? Which I think is what they were trying to do with Dungeoneering, but it's too limited.
It's really not.
Like, it's far from let's say you had the idea of Slayer. You know how Slayer works. You can get XP anywhere. That there's a Slayer monster. Let's say Dungeoneering was renamed something else completely, and it had that same kind of idea, except on the southern continent, the skills were different. And then with that, like, it would have, like, the skills would be the same template, but different things in it. And then with that, whenever you would train those skills, or in specific areas, say for a certain reason or whatever, you'd get Dungeoneering XP, and then you could get even more Dungeoneering XP by using Daemonheim or a second dungeon like that on the southern continent.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a pity this would be basically impossible for them to implement.
Yeah, like it would be a whole different
in the near future.
Yeah, because you'd have to. It'd be kind of interesting to see how this would work if you instance that entire southern continent different, or I don't know.
But then on the other hand, it would be amazing. It would probably, I mean, if they did something like that, it could potentially expand let the entire game, RuneScape. I mean, it could give it a few more
be
years
new again.
Of life.
Be new.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, exactly. No, it has many years left, but...
Well, yeah.
But it would be a completely... revitalization of it, is what we're getting at. To the point in which a level 129 person like me, it would be like playing a completely new game, reliving when we first started playing. That's the kind of thing I'd like to see. Then also with that, they could expand the skills for another 13 million, perhaps, or maybe another, put them all to 120.
They sure could. Well, yeah, I mean, I already pretty much believe that they should be starting to expand them all to 120, or at least appropriate skills could go to 120.
Yeah, like, I don't know, you wouldn't want something.
Because we're starting to see a lot of limitations, really.
To 99, that's right, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense to just have something like Dungeoneering going to 120. I mean, if they're going to do it with one, then they might as well do it with multiple.
This would be an interesting suggestion to see what the people at Jagex think and if they ever thought of something.
Oh, well.
Like,
I think we went way, way off on a tangent.
This is recorded because we could write this out and submit it as a suggestion and see what people think.
That is one huge suggestion.
Yeah,
I think
it
that's
is.
Multiple it's, huge suggestions.
Yeah.
But, I have Apple brought into me. Yay.
That was from Killer Sean.
He's on the show. Thank you, Killer Sean. Good question. Yours
next one.
Oh, okay, if you want me to.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Two-part question. One, what do you think the most valuable skill is in RuneScape? 2, what do you think the most valuable quest reward is in RuneScape? Keep up the good work from Stone.
Interesting name.
Right. What was oh, I lost my train of thought. The most valuable skill. It depends.
Reward?
Actually, I think I read this question before, and I was thinking it depends on what you deem the word valuable to mean.
I think we should just go with real value, not money value.
Okay. In that case, farming? No, actually, farming is not the most valuable. Farming is a very good skill and highly required, obviously, but to be realistic, it's not the most valuable.
Continue.
What are we listening to?
That was an ad.
Oh,
Twilight
okay.
Eclipse soundtrack. Click. I had my thing over, and then apparently, if you hold it there for a few seconds, it starts up playing.
Good work. Okay. We don't need it anymore. Most valuable skill in RuneScape is, it would probably have to be a combination of the combat skills, because they are the underpinnings of essentially the entire game, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. You know, you could go even further and say constitution, because without constitution, you wouldn't live.
True. I think, yeah. Oh, deja vu. I'm sure we've discussed that before. But
yeah, me too, actually. Right at the same time. Woo! Amazing how that can happen. But, I don't know if...
Okay.
Personally, combat the skill I find the most valuable to have is Herb Lore. For its
Herb
support,
lore?
Kind of.
The most
yeah,
valuable?
I find...
Oh,
yeah, because
maybe.
I don't have to rely on anyone making my potions for me, you know?
Mm.
And second, I'd put summoning. That's why I'd want 99 summoning. But... I don't know.
I don't think summoning is that valuable. Well, summoning has some nice features, but it's not. I don't know. You could argue it from a few different angles. Never mind. Number 2. What do you think the most valuable quest reward is in RuneScape? While Guthic sleeps, 400k XP.
Okay.
Oh, although, no. I mean, you can get that from any other method. Okay, what's yours?
That actually crossed my mind, but I wasn't going to go for that. Maybe anti-dragon shield from the Dragon Slayer quest.
True, that's a good point. I mean, the most valuable things, while underrated sometimes, especially by me, the most valuable things are probably unlockable things, so...
Oh, Ardoian Teleport, you have to unlock
that. Yeah, things like that. Ardoian Teleport is very handy, definitely. Trollheim Teleport? You need that.
Okay,
for,
that too.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I even go
Desert
to,
Treasure, like, Ancient Spells. Lunar Diplomacy,
yeah.
Lunar Spellbook.
I did. I don't even know about those. I mean, they're handy, but... Yeah, Desert Treasure is good.
You don't need them, but...
You don't need... I mean, I got along just fine without Desert Treasure for a long, long time. I did that very late in the game. no, seriously.
Okay.
I mean,
what level?
Probably only did it a year or so ago. My voice is going tonight. It would have been over 100 by the time I got around to doing it.
Okay.
Can't remember exactly what. Though.
Oh, that's a good level to do it. That's probably nice and easy then. But
it was.
Yeah,
it was
I
extremely easy when I actually did it. I don't think I had
it's
trouble
hard,
with
it's
any
hard
of
to
the things.
It's hard to say, really, because you take so many of these things for granted, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my dragon,
yeah, you do.
Dragon shield.
I think I have to agree with you. The anti-dragon shield is very handy. It's pretty much essential.
Yes. Thank you, Stone. Dear Private Pilot Chief, let me know if that name offends you and I'll stop.
I don't get what that means.
Yeah, I don't get what Private Pilot means either. I don't know. Maybe I'm private and I like to pile things. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyways, I've heard rumors that the double XP weekend will be happening this weekend. Do you know if this is true? If so, what skill will you be training? Keep up the awesome show from Dark Abyss.
I bet it has some sexual connotations or something, and we're just being laughed at now for having no idea what it means.
No, that's a good thing, you know? That's a good thing. You don't want to know too many of those things.
I suppose so. No, yeah.
So, I haven't heard anything aside from these rumors about it. We haven't heard anything from Jagex about it. If it was going to be happening, it would be happening by now when we're recording this, because it is 10:20 a.m. in England, and as I remember, they started at 1 p.m. that day, and I haven't seen anything yet about it. But, you know, they might just decide to spring it on people, because, like, last time, if you... No, but it really screwed up the economy when they did that, so they might want to just spring it on people, you know?
But maybe. I think it would be good for them to do that, actually. But I wouldn't believe the rumors if I were you. I mean, it's unlikely that anyone has actually got this right.
Just like we were going to start a rumor that you're pregnant.
I never said that was false.
There you go. Anyways, so if there was one, what would you train?
I wouldn't mind getting 88 summoning for a unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
It is 88,
that's true.
Isn't it? Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah, 88. Okay. I wonder if I even have enough charms for that.
Not too far out of touch. Well, I don't have the charms for it, but I would have to get them. And
yeah.
That's a good point, actually, because I wouldn't have time to get them just during that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should gather up some so that I can when there is that weekend.
Go camp at the water fans.
No, I think if I did, then I would probably camp at rock lobsters.
Lobsters, yeah.
Because I've still got all the gear for it. I just...
never did it.
Never did, yeah. Well, I started to do it. I just didn't stay there very
long.
And it's just annoying because you have to get someone to help you get there.
I would continue training combat because I'm really not that much of a, I'm not a fan of combat. So if I could get double Slayer XP, that would be really nice. And I already got 80 rune crafting, so
that's
I
a good
need
point, double
for
slayer.
That. But yeah.
I don't know actually what else I would concentrate on because I am very lazy. There's no other word for it. I might do construction because that way I wouldn't need
the hammers,
the hammers. Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you played your cards right, one could get 99 construction like that in.
Yeah, but probably construction
weekend.
Because I've got the gear for that. And that's right, you could do it very quickly.
How many planks is it?
It's 100k to get from roughly. It's 200k if you want to get from something like 80 to 199.
Okay.
So half that.
I only got 24k oak logs that aren't planks yet.
Oh, really? Did you sell your?
Yeah, I made 6k planks when I was testing out plank make, but it was just the clicking was fine. It was the lag that was annoying, so I didn't do it. But that was a potential thing to do. Get 99 magic doing that. But
actually, you know what I should do? I should get those the hammers that I need, but only I should only get half of the number that I need, and then wait for a double XP weekend. That
hammers
way,
and that horn didn't work at the last double XP weekend.
Oh crap! Never mind then. Well, that's actually all the more reason to do it then, to do construction, because you would not need the hammers. Yeah. And you'll be getting the exact same amount of XP. So yeah, yes, do that, definitely.
But just to clarify, we haven't heard anything yet about double XP, so don't be thinking that that's going to happen or not.
I'm pretty sure, personally, I would say it's not going to, but you know.
Yeah. That's from Dark Abyss. Moving on, next one.
Firstly, I'd like to say that I've been listening to this podcast for a while, and it is great. Best RS podcast so far. Why, thank you. I've just joined the forums, and this is my first question. If you could reenact RuneScape in real life, all your friends are with you, what would you do and why? I personally sword fight in real life for competitions and medieval fairs. Cheers from guy named Jesus.
It's an interesting name.
Yeah. If we could reenact it in real life.
Go on a farming run.
That's interesting, considering... Yes, absolutely. Considering I just saw your post earlier about quirky things that you do in real life, and you said something about sword fighting. So yeah, I saw that and got confused.
Oh yeah, right.
But if we could reenact RuneScape in real life, well, personally, I wouldn't reenact RuneScape in real life because that's just silly. But
you could go dueling and then kill someone by accident.
Oh yes, by accident.
But that wouldn't be allowed then, because you're reenacting it, right? Okay. So yeah, I'm inclined to say going on a farming run or going fishing.
Yeah, I would go on a farming run, mainly because I could actually do that. I wouldn't have to act much. I would feed my chickens. Well, you can't really do that, can you? No.
No. Okay.
Feeding chickens is fun. I've been doing that lately.
Do they ever bite you?
No. Oh, that's but they good. Are feisty little bastards. They love their feed. Especially when I forget to feed them, like today. See, I woke up at midday, and that was already quite late, because Dad usually feeds them about 7 o'clock in the morning. So I woke up today at midday. I forgot to feed them, and Mum got home later at like 3 o'clock. Said, Brian, you haven't fed the chickens yet. So yeah, I rushed out and did that. And they were hungry, I will tell you that. They were following me around everywhere until I gave them their food. Which is saying something, because they're usually quite scared of me.
Oh, okay. And just so everyone clarifies, these chickens are for eggs, not poultry.
Yeah, they're for eggs, yeah. And they're free range. Okay. Obviously, they're free range. They're not battery chickens following me around. Yeah, that's all. I would. Yeah, Shane and I would do farming runs.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do anything else really.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to act that much more of RuneScape.
No. What about acting out? No, we already covered PKing. Acting out, going on the quest.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. I mean. Our answers design. Were so boring. They're just the generic things that you could expect of us any day. I mean, we're obviously going to
say farming. Yeah, but I don't
it's
know.
True, though.
Quest maybe or something.
Maybe, but like, I wouldn't do that in real life. That's just a bit silly. I'm not really into roleplay.
Neither am I.
I've said that before. I know some people, or I don't know people, but. I mean, I know people who I don't interact with at all who would do that. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm losing it.
Thank you. Thank you, guy named Jesus. Dear host, just a quick question this week. If you could, would you guys take away the trade limit in RuneScape? If so, why? Thanks. Keep up the awesome podcast. P.S. Shane, I've made 4 million off farming ranners. Haha. Thank you for the advice. Claps. That's from Purple Elvin.
Yay, okay. 4 mil farming runners. That's great. Yeah, interesting question.
Know, this is something we've talked about a long time ago, I think, when the last economy fluctuation happened. Basically, my idea was that, yes, that would be the best thing they could do for the Grand Exchange, remove the trade limits, and then let everything flow freely from that. So... Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Because if you do that, then people set their own price. You're not plagued by shortages that come from a price ceiling or a price floor, or actually surpluses from one of those as well. So I think that would be the best thing to do. But really, they're worried about people using it for real-life trading. But why worry about that when most of the time you can't even control who you're getting something from, you know?
That's true.
Like, granted, if there was a rare item such as a party hat that was 1 GP or something, or 2 GP, and somebody was to put one of those in, I mean, surely somebody out there would have a party hat for an offer of that amount of money, because, you know, people are always going to try and do that. So, I don't think it would be that big of an issue. I mean, they probably have a bigger issue now by expanding the trade limit to 240K, whatever it is, with a long-term friend, because the people can turn bad. So, definitely remove it. You have anything on that one?
It's really interesting because I think it would be cool if I think it would be interesting if they could trial it, trial removing the limits so that the G, you know, worked freely and see what happens to it. Just sort of observe it.
Yeah,
it's just a shame that they can't do that because it would, you know.
This is something I wondered also before with this, is if you set up a simulation inside JAX, not in the real game, remove the price limits, and then model the behavior of what people do. Like, first you would want to set up some logging to log normal trades for a period of 6 months to a year. That would model normal behavior for trading in regards to the grand exchange limits. And then what you could do with that is you could classify things into trades with friends, with random people, or who knows what kind of trade, just like free trade for some no reason of 0 GP. Then in modeling that, you could create a simulation of what the GE would behave like without trade limits using that data. That's what would probably have to be done. But it would be quite a endeavor to do because you would... There's just so much stuff to model in there, you know, all those items and how they're all linked together and whatnot. So, anyways.
Yeah, it's so much work. That's all I have to say, really.
Okay. Last question.
I never really came to a full conclusion, but dear hosts.
You can come to a conclusion if you want.
That's fine. I didn't actually have a conclusion.
Okay.
3FR3 deal here. E3D, I don't know. Finish Forever is his other name here. Sorry, I messed up on my username last time, so it's 3Free Deal. You're going to have to tell me how to pronounce that in future. I have three questions. Anyone for the buyers and sellers quest? Does anyone know where the place to start it in Lumbridge is? And anyone, if you could be any... Okay, for that one... the start point for the buyers and sellers quest, off the top of my head, there's this little building thing. It's just like a shed, I think. I can't remember, but it's just...
Yeah, it's north of the furnace.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. North of the furnace, and is there a ladder behind that shed?
Yeah, there is.
You go down the ladder? Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then you find the people, and you talk to them, and then you're fine, and then you start the quest.
Because...
What the hell?
There's that ad again. Right. Another thing you can do, since this is a new quest, is you can go into your quest journal and open up the quest tab, and then click something like set as objective, and it will create a waypoint on your map as to where the start point is. But it's just north of the furnace.
Yep, easy enough. Where was I? Next question. Anyone? Next one. If you could be any boss monster, what would it be and why? If we could be any monster. Well, we know that Shane's going to be the giant mole.
Okay. You?
What would I be?
I don't know. Hard to classify you as a boss monster. Maybe that Tanglefoot thing from Fairy Tail Part 2.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember that thing. Could I be the jungle demon in Monkey Madness?
Oh yeah, I was actually thinking of that. Sure, that can be yours. That's the only quest I've died on, aside from No Man's Requiem.
Yes, I get to kill Shane.
But yeah, that's that. For me... Oh, I don't know. I think I'd like to be the KBD.
You get killed a lot, though. KBD is weak.
Yeah, that's true.
Although you would just okay, giant mole as well.
Okay, Chaos you Elemental then, since that can make people lose their items.
Yeah.
You know, once we tried an RSBNB event to kill that thing, but we were not successful.
Really? We did it for Boss Takedown once or twice.
Oh, really? I wasn't there.
It wasn't easy.
Okay.
But we definitely took it down a few times.
Okay.
Actually, no, I think it was quite... I can't remember how hard it was. It was either really easy or it was really hard. Oh, no, no, it was, I think it was quite easy, but it was boring because it took ages to respawn. Yeah, that's right, I think. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I remember being there now. We didn't get any good loot.
No. Yeah, that was the only problem, respawn time.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it did hit quite hard.
So. Yeah, it did.
Okay, I can't remember.
Because I think we lost some people when we were doing that. That's beside really? The point. Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Okay, we should go back then.
Yeah, we should.
Just laugh. Shane, what is the name of the RSBNB clan chat and how can I join it? I tried it before, but it said I wasn't a high enough rank.
You might have tried to join.
Mike's old one. Maybe.
Yeah, that was the old one.
Yeah,
right now, one, you can answer it.
The new clan chat channel is called Bits Bytes. Off the top of my head. Embarrassing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, Bits Bytes is what it's called. No spaces.
Yeah, and if you forget that, you can head on over to our general announcements form. We have it highlighted there, along with some worlds that we encourage RSBNB people to play on if you want. Not you don't have to, but if you want, you might as well. And I might as well say here, those are world 132 and 154.
Yep. Yeah, and you don't need a rank or anything for our clan chat.
No,
everyone is equal. Well, no, almost everyone is equal. Thanks, keep up the cool show from Reva. And I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that name again. You're going to have to tell me what it is. P.S. I am a Reva. Bad Shane. How could you disrespect the Reva name, Shane? Shame on you. I don't know what that means. Did you upset him last week?
Yeah, I don't remember when this might be from.
Okay, you're going to have to tell us that as well.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us that as well. Anyways, that's it for questions. If you have any questions you want us to answer, those can be posted in the questions topic, which can be found on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, early in the week. I think next week we're recording earlier. We have to settle on a time, but that should be easier now because of what I told you earlier. But anyways, that can be after, so... Oh, yeah, if you want audio questions, let's go to questions@rsbnb.com and make sure we can hear you, because if we can't hear you, the audio question is useless. Anyways, that's that.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of those lately.
Yeah, but that's good. We like audio questions. Tech news. Windows 2000 and Windows XP Service Pack 2 are being officially retired by Microsoft, which means they no longer receive updates and no longer receive technical support.
XP Service Pack 2. Good God.
Yes. Yeah, you should not be running Service Pack 2.
How long ago did they say that they were going to completely drop Windows XP support?
Well, it was completely drop is next year.
Oh, I thought it was ages ago.
No, it was supposed to be, but they extended it. You know, Service Pack 2 came out in 2004. That's just how old we're dealing with here. And Windows 2000, a lot before that. So, you know, I don't know
how
anybody
long have we had
uses...
Windows 7 for? Now I forgot. Have we almost
over
had it for
a year?
We've had it for a year, but when did it come out again?
October
early
last
year. Oh, October last year. True. Yeah, it's only because
But we had it before with the beta and the release candidate and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine then. Yeah, we haven't even had it for a year yet. God, that's...
Yeah, it feels old though, doesn't it?
Not officially. Yeah.
But it's worth saying, if you have an OEM license of Windows 7 and it happens to be a business edition, you can still downgrade to Windows XP for as long as Windows 7 exists.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. You know, the underpinnings of the OS are different, but the way the OS works in terms of how Windows works, it hasn't changed for a long time. It's just a little extra features, you know, that when you go back to XP, you find out that you miss them. So
yeah, that's right.
Anyways, yeah, that's that. This next thing is relating to the iPhone, the antenna problems. Apple is holding a press conference today, Friday, at I think 10 a.m. Pacific time about this. Who knows what they're going to do? But already iOS 4.01 has been released. But this is beside the point. Apparently, Apple knew about the antenna issues before release and didn't give wireless carriers enough time to test the phone, because normally they'd like to be able to hold it to make sure that a hand isn't going to interfere with the cell phone signals. They're probably not going to recall it. They knew about this a year ago, but someone by the name of Steve Jobs liked the design so much that he wanted to go ahead with the development, even though it was this antenna problem.
So, hang on. Didn't they say that the antenna was fine? It was just
a software issue.
Software issue.
But the beta testers of this found that it still has the same problems. Granted, the bars are a bit better, but it still has a problem if you cup the phone with your hand.
Oh, okay. That is really bad.
So yeah, that's yep. So it should be interesting to see what's going to happen here. But it's worth noting, if you have an iPhone 4 and one of those Livestrong bracelets, you can just stretch your Livestrong bracelet out, and putting that around the phone apparently makes it work. So,
Well, it's typical Apple. Design over functionality.
Yeah, you know, it's so true even with their mice, you know? But
yeah, definitely. Those mice are shocking.
This next one is something we also talked about last week, Blizzard and their Real ID feature. They have done a complete 180 on this, and they're not going to be implementing it.
It was literally the day after that we did the show I heard about it.
So. Yeah, I know. The show wasn't even out yet when it happened. So Blizzard did not make any friends with its recent decision to force users to post their real names in its official forums. The response was immediate and deafening, with pages of users complaining and bitterly about the new rules.
One just Blizzard goes employee to show they're all from 4chan. Get rid of them anyway.
Yeah. A Blizzard employee posted his own name to prove the system's safety, only to have his personal information revealed, including his address and phone number. But, you know,
that's pretty funny,
I was thinking about this also, because I have a fairly common name. If I was to put my name out, nobody would be able to find me, but some people, if they put their name out, would be able to be found by a simple Google search, you know? So
you can find me, but no one really cares.
Yeah, or knows what to look for, but... So that's kind of the thing that was in the back of my mind.
This is why I call Shane the mole.
Yeah, but I won't shed any light on my techniques I used for that. Anyways, that's tech news for this week. I don't think there's
anything. That seemed a very quick tech news. That was good.
Yeah, it was, because really there's not much to say on this.
We're shooting through this episode this week. It's good. I like it.
Yep. Okay. Other things. RSBNB Informer Q&A. You can post your questions in the global topic on the RSBNB forums. There are questions. Well, no, you can find links in there, but there's a topic for RS, tech, and gaming. And remember, these aren't questions about your tech support and whatnot. These are for... something in relation to, say, where would you like the tech department to go in the future? Question about a certain article, that sort of thing. But anyways, you can still submit the questions there, and they'll be answered in one form or another. Okay, now it's time for the Skill of the Month update. I think you made a very foolish error last week in asking for some competition.
Funny. Oh, what a grave mistake.
Let's start.
See, I'm sure I don't remember myself asking for competition.
You did. You did. You
I
did.
Never.
Now, last week, I don't know what your XP was last week, but right now you have 1,103,999 experience. Okay.
I don't think it's changed.
Then, last week, Leo99887 had 3 experience when we recorded the show. This week he has 1,202,128.
Of the devil. That's so funny. I forgot
then,
we even mentioned him last week.
And then we topped this off once again with Warren having 3,455,259 XP. So you asked for competition and you got it.
That's just sad.
You trying to make a comeback?
You guys have no lives. I hope you're happy.
You know it. Really, it wouldn't be that hard to do because it's Chinchampus, right?
No.
How many hours would you have to put in to get 3.5 million XP?
Quite a few hours, but I mean, the point is, I would have done that had I had enough time. I would have taken them on. And actually made sure I tried to sustain the lead a little bit. But seriously, I've been doing way too much stuff to be able to do that, which is a shame. So congratulations especially to 99887 for getting above me in one single day what I did in 11 days. So well done. Because that is still pretty impressive, how much time you have on your hands. You've got to actually make sure that you stay focused on chinning for that long, which is impossible, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because you can die, right, if you do that.
And, yeah. I mean, you can fall asleep at the keyboard if you're like me. And then and also, okay. Yeah, especially to Warren, forgetting how much XP is that in 2 days?
3.4 million.
Oh, my God. Well, more than 2 days now, but...
Well, 5 days. 3.4 million in 5 days. Yeah.
So, Warren is thrashing the rest of us at the moment. If I had a couple of days spare, then I would... No, even then, I mean, I wouldn't be focused enough to get that much XP, so...
That's okay. He can do that. He's Canadian.
Okay. You're allowed, Warren.
Anyways, that's the range skill of the month. I think that's it. Next week, no. Next week we won't have the skill of the month by the time we record. Take a guess. What's the August skill of the month going to be?
I don't know. Have I ever actually guessed it right before? I want another farming one. It's been ages since farming.
Yeah, you know, me too. But if farming comes up, people are going to say we rigged it.
Well, not necessarily, because it's been long enough, hasn't it? Although, now that we've just talked about it in the show, we can't really do that. not that I was planning anything there. I think I wanted herbal. I didn't want herbal. Runecrafting for a while, and then that came up. But I never actually anticipated it. No,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna say mining. But anyways, you have a pick for us? Is this Veek?
Not really, but I can come up with one on the spot.
Okay.
My pick for this week is the IT crowd. And because I don't know how to explain what the IT crowd is, because I don't really know what it is. The IT crowd is a sitcom. It is, according to Wikipedia,
a British sitcom.
A BAFTA and Emmy award-winning British sitcom by Channel 4. I don't know what Channel 4 is, but basically it is set in the London offices of the fictional corporation Renelm Industries, and the show revolves around the three staff members of this IT department. two technicians and their manager, who is a woman. And the woman knows nothing about computers at all, so it is impossible that she got the job of manager, but that's what makes it funny. But yes, it is basically about, as it says, a fictional corporation which has no purpose, and they play on that in the show itself. They talk about how the CEO of it doesn't even know what the company is for and stuff like that. So it's pretty awesome. But yeah, there is some geek terminology in there, and it's just really funny. I don't know if there's anything more I can say about it.
I think, if I remember correctly, it's on G4 in the US.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure where else it's on, but you could probably find it on somewhere by the name of Hulu or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It'll be on the internet. Well, I know for a fact.
Yes, but...
Yeah, the obscurity surrounding what the company does serves as a running gag throughout the series. All that is known
is... Do you ever find out what it does?
...sold ITV, a fact which the CEO forgot completely. And what's made part-year profits of 1,800 billion. Yeah,
right.
So it is kind of far-fetched at times, but
It doesn't seem like my kind of show.
No, well, it's probably not your type of show, actually, Shane, but...
Okay.
What's there?
Link will be in that. You can find it wherever you find your TV shows.
I'm sure you would like it. Moss and Roy, the two technicians, are portrayed as socially inept geeks. Or, in Denim Reynolds' words, standard nerds.
I think I'd rather watch Big Bang Theory.
Despite the company's dependence on their service, they are despised, ignored, and considered losers by the rest of the staff. you would find some of it funny.
I don't know. I don't like that British kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't like American stuff. So, although no, I do like Big Bang Theory, so I can't really talk. Okay. That is all.
Nothing else there?
Nothing else.
Okay.
Where are we now?
What have we been doing / story of the week? You know, we always say, what have we been doing? But you could spice it up a little bit by story. And you have another one.
Story of the week.
Power this week.
Show and tell. Well, no, not really show and tell. Sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You could do that if you'd like.
But I don't really have anything to show or tell. I'm just talking. Yeah, it has nothing to do with story of the week. Shane, do you have a story for us? How about you go first?
I thought you did.
Yeah, but your turn for a
change. Okay. No, I don't really have a story, but I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been, once again, working on RuneWire.
Well, then you lose if you don't have a story.
About that. Yeah, there's nothing really that interesting unless you'd call, I can't even say what I was laughing about in code because I would give away what I'm doing with it. Sorry, but
can you tell me?
Yes, I can tell you after.
Yes. But, score.
Yeah. Aside from that, I've been on RuneScape.
Friends with benefits.
Slayer, working on my defense.
Oh, I'm glad
and whatnot.
You said that one.
Friends with benefits.
No, continue.
Okay. Yeah. So I got 94 defense. So that's what I'm currently working on. It's a delicate matter because it's Slayer. I haven't been getting really that many good Slayer tasks. I got one good task, the Jungle Strike Worms, and then the clue from that. But that's really about it. So I'm debating whether or not just to go to some monster and... Yes, I got a Hex Crest, which hasn't sold yet. Do you want to buy it?
No, not really. I forget what they even do.
No, they're the magic thing. Magical add-on to the Slayer helmet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, not important for me.
Yeah, so that's about it for me.
That's good.
And you?
Me? What have I been doing? I've been doing the same stuff as before, really. I've just been working all week. I did more days than I expected I would. I did two more than I thought. So that has been a fantastic holiday for me. I am back at school next week. Yeah. No, but it has actually been really good. Like, this past week of work, I mean, I've just felt like I'm in my element. That's sort of exactly what I would like to be doing.
That's good.
Which, I mean, it's something that I enjoy. And it's, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, as I was saying to Shane before the show, I mean, if I had the chance to work in a job like that later in life, then I would probably definitely take that chance as long as the pay was all right. Because it's, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And yeah, I mean, it's different with school and stuff at the moment, because you come home from that thinking, oh crap, I've got to finish all this other stuff. and I've still got to go back to work and do all
yeah,
this stuff.
But if you didn't have to finish that
other
stuff.
If I didn't
stuff,
have then... that kind of pressure on the side, then I just come home and I can relax. And so I'm sure that, I mean, it's definitely more fun than school. School's all right. I mean, as far as students go, I'm definitely one of the people who enjoys school more than others. So that's saying something for me. So yeah,
okay.
Actually, my story of the week, I don't even need to tell you my story anymore because I automatically win because Shane doesn't have a story, but I will anyway. One of the things that happened the other day, not yesterday, but the day before at the place that I work, they ran out of internet, essentially, because, you know, in pitiful New Zealand, where we are still in a land that is 10 years behind the rest of the world as far as internet is concerned, basically, the place where I work has an internet broadband plan that gives them 5 gigabytes of bandwidth per month, which, as anyone I'm sure will be able to realize, 5 gigabytes is absolutely pathetic. I have 25 gigabytes just at home, and so for a business, this is not entirely sustainable. So anyway, when you run out of bandwidth over here, your connection speed gets dropped from whatever it is, I don't know, 10 megabits per second down to dial-up speed, which is fantastic, as you can imagine. An entire company trying to access the internet at the same time does not work on dial-up. So basically, they rang up the internet service provider to get them to upgrade their plan and to put them back on the normal speed again. So yep, that was perfectly fine. They could do that. The only catch was that it would take a couple of days for the internet speed to return back to normal to get them on this new plan. So obviously this isn't good enough because they actually needed the internet later that day, especially for someone to transfer over a file to them or something. So they said to the internet service provider, you know, is there anything that you can do for us? Because we really need this. We're a business. We need to be in business. So they said, okay, as a gesture of goodwill, we will temporarily remove your cap just for the next couple of days until your new plan comes into effect. The only catch with that is you have to keep your modem on, and if you have to reboot your modem or something for any reason, the plan speed will go back to dial-up because it's only a temporary thing. So, okay, that's fine. We can keep the modem on. No worries. That's easy. It just stays on all the time, just as any usual modem would. They hang up the phone. We get back on normal speed. Yay! Half an hour later, someone halfway across town hits a power pole in their truck, and we have a power surge. Some idiot. No, and this was in the newspaper the next day. This was a big thing. Some really totaled their truck or something. I don't know what they did. But anyway, we had this power surge. All of the computers upstairs were saved by uninterruptible power supplies. None of them turned off. But it just so happened that the modem was not connected to an uninterruptible power supply. So the modem turns off and we are back to dial-up speed. It was just a Murphy's Law thing. So they called them back, and it turns out they got someone else different on the line who wasn't so interested in removing the cap again, and they actually wanted them to get to the root of the problem first, actually find out why they were using more bandwidth than usual and stuff, and it turned out it was a virus. Blah, blah,
blah. Oh.
But it's really interesting, because I wouldn't have thought that, but... Oh, well.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It was a fun day, I will tell you that. There are some, yeah, some great antics going on at that place.
Oh, that's certainly interesting.
My wind chain, I demand a special
okay,
rank.
Okay, I'll have one for next week. I'll have one for next week, I promise. Anyways, I think that's it then for RSPB Update 265, unless you have anything else.
Nope, that is everything.
Alrighty then, we will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.